Welcome home. We are WNST, Dallas, Baltimore. Baltimore Positive. We hope you're setting a spot out on the dial. We doing a lot of sports around here, but doing a lot of civic stuff. Certainly a lot of rock and roll and music of all kinds during our International Music Day celebration and Thanksgiving coming up and the holidays right around the corner. I got my first batch of eggnog today with my Royal Farms coffee, so I am grateful for the holidays. And so we mix things up around here in a lot of ways, and I had a cool piece come to me from my friend Karenson that the art with a heart is having some changes, growing, doing cool stuff. And I'm like, I'm on their mailing list. They know about me. They know I'm into this art thing. So Megan Gatto is here. She's stepping in for Randy Pupkin, who's a veteran around here for all things art with a heart. They've got a lot of things going on. I want to give them the floor to talk about this. How are you? First things first, man. This is tough when the sun starts to set this time of year for all of us artists when we get less daylight, which is why I went to the sunrise theme here for the new theme in the 26th anniversary, Megan.
Good morning. I am good. I am excited to be here, and I am not loving the sun setting early. I like to say I'm solar powered, so it's been challenging. My husband reminded me today we don't have to stop doing things at 4:30 when the sun goes down, and
It
I
just
said,
feels like we're
"Yes, we
supposed
did."
to. And I hate that. And it's cold as hell. Like,
Right.
I had to go find my gloves and my scarf and my hat. And I'm like, I preferred the 80 degree. I went to New York 2 weeks ago because I like art and walking around and doing all sorts of things. And it was 80 degrees, and I'm like, I'm just going to go and just drink it in because it's November and I saw the election the day before. And I'm like, and now, like, it's back to this, and we have months of this. So thank goodness there are artists like you to brighten days, right? And I know you guys do a lot of great work at Art with Hearts. So let's start with this. If I see you in the elevator and say, give me the 90-second elevator speech, what is Art with a Heart other than a great local organization?
Other than a great local organization, we are a specifically nonprofit visual art organization. We provide as many as 16,000 classes a year in schools, hospitals, homeless shelters, treatment facilities, senior centers. We really work with ages 2 all the way to 102 and beyond. That's really the core of what we do all across the Baltimore community. But in addition to those classes, we have a workforce development program where we use art as a way to teach job skills. We have a social enterprise store where we sell the student artwork and they get the proceeds from the sales. We have a leadership program for high school students, and we also have an incredibly robust community art and service initiative. We work with as many as 3,000 volunteers a year and have over 300 public art installations across Baltimore City. Everything from a papier-mâché peacock to a mosaic sculpture in front of University of Maryland, and small, large, a little bit of everything.
Other than doing what I do, I'm a writer, right? So, I mean, I'm a words guy from way back. That's all I've ever really done for 40 years, been a writer. And my artistic skills come to play as a one-time newspaper design person. I design all the elements of Baltimore Positive, despite sometimes what Jessica Vallis can draw up for me as our official artist around here, who has, the master's degree and like all that stuff. But I think of what you do in some ways, and my wife is very artsy, right? Like her and her sister making jewelry, Etsy, this, that, do things, buff up my beautiful Pacifica belt buckles and the things that I consider art, but I'm not artistic at all. Other than maybe able to sing a song in a band, not so much, right? But I think about art from my childhood, and I know Joyce Bucci is going to be listening. She was my art teacher in 10th grade in high school when I flunked out of typing because I was missing a finger. And I mentioned I'm a writer, but flunked out of typing, right? So it's a long story with a really, really long white ribbon that people your age don't know about with every flying cap. So Joyce was my art teacher, and we did Degas and Pontchartism, and we walked around galleries and did the cones. And I'm broadcasting, by the way, free plug, Gertrude's. I'll be at the BMA on the 5th with Dan Rodericks and Chef Shields, my cousin, eating crab cakes and whatever John puts in front of me. Probably a lot of aggression and holiday food and drinking eggnog as well. But I love art, but I'm not good at it. And my wife, like, would do the wine thing or the art with yoga. And I'm a yoga dude, but I just want my, when I'm done with yoga, I ain't drawing. other than stick figures. But you bring out this feeling in me that when I was a kid making clay things and making things, that if my wife pulled me by the ear and said there was wine involved and pretty girls and good music and nice vibe and new people and maybe some charcuterie, maybe I look. I mean, am I speaking your language here to
You're
some
speaking our
degree?
language. You're
See
speaking our language.
this? Geez, I didn't
Yes.
even read the press notes, Karen, and I'm speaking her language, right?
The thing is, and I made a face because we tell everyone as soon as you walk through our doors, you're an artist. We have corporate volunteers who come, accountants that come, and
What makes me an
they're
artist? I do
far.
all of my spreadsheets in these old Bic pens,
Those are all
with
over my
color,
house.
right? I mean, I am very color-oriented. I mean, I see the world in a bit of a spectrum way. I think people would tell me that who know me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it is we our goal as an organization is to make art accessible to everyone. And you talk about having art in school growing up, and unfortunately, it is not a myth that Baltimore City public schools don't all have art teachers. And so one of our goals, in addition to all of the things that I mentioned, is to fill the gap of arts education. And that's, like I said, many different ways. It's after school, but it's also in school. So we provide support to 17 Baltimore City schools as their art teacher. So schools might have a dance teacher or a theater teacher, and they might not have access to a fine arts teacher. They might have someone on maternity leave or someone's on FMLA. And Art with a Heart will come and provide the arts instruction. We provide a teacher and an assistant in every classroom. So, always two people. We provide curriculum. We provide all of the supplies to make sure that the students, no matter where they live in Baltimore, whatever neighborhood, whatever zip code, that they're getting equitable access to arts education. Because can you imagine a second grader having never had an art class? And then we talk about, they scissor skills are behind, or kids don't know how to use rulers. And the only way to teach them those things is to give them the scissors and help them practice and cut things out and make it fun so that they're not frustrated, that they're excited to learn, because they at the end of it, they get to a cute penguin or a snowman or whatever they're making for the day.
Are you from around here?
I grew up sort of between Baltimore and Annapolis,
Where are you
Crofton.
from? Where'd you go?
I'm
I'm
from
from Bethel.
Crofton. I'm from Crofton, Anne Arundel
Crofton.
County.
All right. All
Yeah.
right. My Denny Nagel's from Crofton. He roots for the wrong football team. So I worry about you folks down there. Maybe, you're on the wrong baseball team, wrong
No,
football
we're
team.
Baltimore Orioles. Baltimore
You're
Ravens and
considering yourself a
Baltimore
Baltimore
Orioles.
fan. I would always ask, like, older people, I'd say, did you read the Washington Post or the Baltimore Sun? You may have said we read the Annapolis Capital because we were in Crofton, right? In the Washington, I think of Crofton as being more Washington than Baltimore for some reason, but that's just me. So I would just say this, and I've never told this story. Megan, I have done maybe 30, 40,000 hours of radio in 33 years. I've been doing this a really long time. And I don't ever remember
You
telling this
look great.
story. So I'm going to tell you a story now. And it's an art story. And it involves something almost in the picture right underneath of the Baltimore, well, this side, the Baltimore positive, low, I told you spectrum. I don't do left from right in reverse. It's like a weird
That's
mirror
everybody.
box. So anyway, the Baltimore Science Center down at the harbor when I was a boy was new. And I drew a shoe, it was a hush puppy shoe because in class we had a pencil, like pencil, and you rubbed it, like to get it to look cloudy. It was an art skill. I don't, you're the artist. You tell me what the skill is. Joyce is going to be mad at
You're
me.
shading. You're practicing shading.
Shading. Thank you. Thank you. Shading. So I did this thing on the manila paper and it was my shoe. And I'm being really honest, fully, I'm 56 and I'm coming clean on this. I didn't feel like it was totally my work. Like the teacher helped me a little bit with the shading part of it, but apparently I did a pretty good job. But when it was done, it looked a little too good for my work. And I might have been 8 or 9, 7. I was literally in elementary school for sure. And the piece got selected to be on display at the Science Center. I told you I've never told it. You made me
Artist.
cry talking about my
He's an
parents.
artist.
So my parents and I got on the bus and we went down to the Science Center because my thing was up in the atrium with 100 other kids. In the same way that, like, I went into a fast food joint the other day and they had pictures and crayons and what kids do. But, like, as a kid, I don't know that I've told that story in almost 50 years. I certainly have never told it on the radio, but I guess it speaks to like what you're trying to do, right?
It's a difference to feel celebrated. Like, not every student in our classes is going to be a famous artist. Maybe they will. Maybe they will. Let's start there. Maybe they will.
Well, you really notice if you spend 2 days in New York, go through the subways because everything's art there, right? I mean, they try to use
Everything's
every
art.
space in this way.
And I think the most important thing is that when you participate in art, when you engage in art, it changes your brain. And it's really about building creative thinkers, creative problem solvers. And if they're an artist, wonderful. But if they're not an artist, they're going to bring that creative thinking to any career that they're in.
See, here it is right here. Here's the evidence, right? I'm a stick figure. I'm telling you, I had a thing displayed and I didn't feel worthy of it. You know what I mean? Because I saw other people, like I have a lot of friends in my life that are really still amazing artists. They had that skill when they were 8 or 9. They didn't go into one of them plays drums and sings in a rock and roll band. Other one is a construction engineering guy. But I mean, these were the kids that were really like they could sketch anything, draw me, draw cartoons. Even 40 years later, we look back and we see the difference in the skill sets. But what you do with it, I guess, is how it can be used in the real world. Tell everybody about your storefront and stuff because you guys are doing great things. Art with a heart. I'm spilling my guts to you, Megan. You're making me bear my. Was it the
Great
coffee? Is it the
listener.
Royal Farms coffee doing this or
No,
making me
it's
bear my
me.
soul?
I'm a great listener.
Well, it's the art thing because you got me talking about Joyce and good stuff here. Activate folks. Tell folks what's going on because you guys are doing some really cool stuff and moving into some new space, right?
We're busy, incredible things are happening. So we are turning 25 years old, and in a city with 5,000 nonprofits, I cannot tell you how big of a deal that is that we have been around and thriving and growing and flourishing for 25 years. And as part of that growth, we are opening a satellite location in Hamden on the Avenue, 36th Street, right next to the 7-Eleven and across from Golden West. We are opening a storefront and a workforce development space. So our storefront is called Heartwares. It's our social enterprise store where we sell artwork made by students in our workforce development program. And it is going to be an incredible place to do your holiday shopping and to do meaningful, purposeful shopping. So any piece that you buy is supporting our work with students and it's supporting the students directly. And every piece has been made by students in our program. And when you talk about your experience with your artwork being displayed at the Science Center. Our students, when they see their artwork in the store, they have that experience of pride and like, holy crap, I
And if
can do
somebody buys it for 25 bucks or 50 bucks, even
what
better,
I'm
right?
doing matters. What I can create and put out into the world matters and has value. And our students come from all different backgrounds. We don't know if they're getting that other places. So that's just one way that we as an organization pour into students, but the community at large can pour into our students by supporting their artwork and supporting our store. So we are having a grand opening on November 30th, the Small Business Saturday.
By the way, I'm a small business. Support small business, every
Support
one of them.
small
All instead
businesses.
of talking about it, all of you, I see you pulling into these box stores and chains and whatnot, buying
Don't give
stuff.
in to the Black Friday sales. This is my internal mantra as well.
Small business Saturday.
Small Business Saturday,
Yes.
November 30th. We're having a ribbon cutting at 11 a.m. We're going to be there until 6, and it is the opening night for Miracle on 34th Street. So come hang out with us, get some meaningful artwork,
You're gonna
and then
get me start caroling now, aren't you? Right?
lights. Yeah, I know Christmas is up.
Yeah.
We love a Thanksgiving in our household, so
I'm
we're
getting there. I
waiting
mean,
on
I'm
Christmas.
this close to Mariah Carey. You know what I mean? Like I'm thinking
Yeah.
about it. I'm not, but I did go out a week
It's
and a
in the
half
back.
ago and I walked into one of those spaces where everything
It's
became
winter.
December 24th, and I'm like, whoa, time out. It's still
Not
totally
ready.
still October to me. Until we
Right.
get to two digits in
But
November, it's still October. Right,
November
exactly.
30th, we can switch over. You come. Come shop, and then you can switch over to
I
Christmas.
got eggnog. I swear to God, I'm drinking eggnog. First thing this morning is the first time I've had eggnog. My wife said, "How was it?" I said, "You know what? It's really tasty, but it was a little thin because I got the lighter eggnog." And I thought, "I'm ready to work into the good stuff, but not till after I get the pumpkin
Yeah.
pie down."
Yeah.
Megan Gatto is here, Gatto.
Yes.
Almost like Gato del Sol, who won the Preakness back in the '80s. That's another racehorse and all of that stuff. Small Business Saturday is the 30th. Art with a Heart. You can find everything online. You can Google it up. They do all sorts of really cool stuff, and they have this party at the Hippodrome in March, so you can find out all the cool stuff they do. But come down. Everybody that's listening to me is going to Hamden to the lights at some point. Probably if they're smart, stopping by Ekeben and getting that broccoli tempura, or going up the street and get one of those delicious oyster things on the Sunday that I had, the
Yeah.
oyster
I
fritter
mean,
thing.
you can't go wrong. You absolutely can't go wrong on the Avenue. Stop in and see us. We're going to be open Saturdays and Sundays and during the week as well. We're closed on Mondays, but
I have
after
never had a bad
getting
time in
here.
Hamden, ever in my life. Never had a
And we're
bad
just
time in
adding
Hamden.
to the party now. We're adding to the party. We're so excited to be
We're a pretty
there.
artsy city, aren't we? Like really, like my wife's sibling came down to Baltimore maybe 12 years ago and like picked Baltimore to come to college. And I say that Coppin State's one of our partners. Morgan. I mean, people come into the city and go to school. I went to UB, right? So I'm a Dundalk guy, community college kid, and like all that. But she came down to go to MICA, and the art scene, and my friend Michelle Modell, having friends in the art space here, we're more artsy than most people in Towson or Parkville or Glen Burnie or wherever would realize. And we're more foodie than that. I think, and this is part of being Baltimore positive, I think we're cooler than we think we are when people come in, and especially with you opening really a gallery in Hamden. All of my crab cake places see people from all over the country, all over, and they come here because, like, as
It's
John
cool.
Waters would say, we're a little weird, right? I mean, let's keep it that way.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much personality, there's so much life, and one of the reasons we love being in Hamden is because it's funky, it's colorful, and that's very Art with a
Funky. I'm
Heart.
writing this down.
Yeah.
I'm the new
Funky,
Hamden Chamber.
colorful.
Funky, colorful. What else are we?
We're cool.
Damn right we are,
We're
right?
cool.
Hunt. Yeah, throw the hunt in there too.
We're
Anything?
cool.
Did I leave anything out here, Megan? I mean, I could
We're
say go to
celebrating
websites and
25
do a.
years.
Okay.
Celebrating 25 years, we're going to have a huge event in Mar on March 29th, 2025, which is soon.
Do I
And
get to put something good on and like wear a fun,
oh
colorful
yeah,
outfit and all that?
it's going to be a big party with a band and creative cocktail attire, colorful and funky again. And there's just a
If
lot of
you knew me on
information.
social media, you have no idea. At asking me to put color into my wardrobe is not difficult.
Good. You'll fit right in.
No, I'm gonna have it. So, what kind of party is it?
What do you mean?
The band, or what are
Yeah,
we doing?
it's gonna be a band. It's gonna be at the M&T Bank Exchange, which is attached to the Hippodrome, that space. And we're gonna have a band. We don't really do formal seated, like it's
Nobody
gonna be
does that anymore.
dancing,
It's a party.
party,
All right.
interactives.
Nice.
Hands-on art activities because we're art with a heart. That's what we do.
All right.
It's been really fun. And our opening, I should say, at our opening, we are also going to have some treats. We really don't do anything without food and snacks. But we're also going to have some hands-on art activities at our opening. And this is all also part of Randy Pupkin, as you mentioned. She is our founder and executive director. She is retiring in June.
Why?
Because she's tired. She said it's
Aren't we
been
all?
raised her
Tell her
actual
I said that. Tell her, aren't
I
we
know.
all?
She raised her actual kids and she's raised this organization to be a 25-year-old
So you can
adult
run it and come on the show
organization.
now and have fun with me. Put up
Yes,
with
you'll
me.
come.
Deal with me. I'm laughing at you because I'm thinking of my childhood now. Like, you really have stirred me up today about art and that goofy shoe that I drew years ago. All I ever wanted to do is play baseball, right? So like I played sports. So if it was arts and crafts, you can see the face I'm making, like, lemons, or it was go play ball. I always went and played ball, right? So, but I'm thinking like I was thinking your event on March 29th, I'm thinking, Will there be face painting? I mean, I'm just trying to think of fun things for the kids like me,
Well, we're not going to have face painting, but we are going to have mosaics. We're going to have coloring. We're going to have painting projects, a little bit
If
of
you can
sweat
make me look like
going
Paul Stanley
on.
from Kiss, I'll pull my hair down. I'm telling you, put the star on me.
Maybe
Come on.
we'll have a special section for you.
It's an art party. If me and three friends go to as Kiss Dressed to Kill, you would welcome us in, right? You'd be like, hey, look at them. They're into it,
Hey,
right?
everybody's welcome. Everybody's welcome to the party.
It's a visual party. I want to express myself. How about
Yeah,
that?
absolutely.
I'll be like Andy Warhol. I'll be like living art, like something like that, right? He's from
Yes,
Pittsburgh. I'm not talking
absolutely.
about him this week. It's Steelers week. Maggie Gatto is here. She is with Art with a Heart. Please go out and support them down in Hampton as they open up and support all small business in Hampton. Get your butts down there on the 30th and support them for the grand opening and ribbon cutting and all that stuff. And I hope to see you and everyone else on the 29th of March for the big soiree. And tell Randy she's retiring. What's she going to do? Golf? That's what Billick did. She's not going to
She's gonna
retire.
come back and volunteer. I'm gonna put her to work.
Well, right, because
She's
you need
gonna
all that. It's all that
more
wisdom when the
fun.
silver hair grows in that you need to have.
Yeah.
I am Nestor. Luke's running around doing Ravens this week. We've had an incredible music display here through the holiday of literally hundreds of musicians who spent time with me back when I was a kid doing the Almost Famous thing that you can watch in the 40th anniversary documentary. So lots of conversations. I'm tracking down Gina Shock because she's putting the Go-Go's back together and dragging her out. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour is presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'll be giving away Ravens scratch-offs throughout December at the aforementioned 5th of December with my friend John Shields, my cousin by marriage, and Dan Rogers, who's an artist of another kind, doing his theater over at the BMA and over at Gertrude's. That's on the 5th. We'll be at Coco's. Nobody more artistic than Marcella and her parrots over at the Coco's on the 4th. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Jiffy Lube MultiCare. I am Nestor, doing good deeds around town, trying to have some fun here, keep it light through the holidays. We all need brighter days. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.